We're talking this afternoon to Paul Johnson, Metal Tigers CEO. Paul, are you okay?
I am CEO for one more week.
I know that was a bolt out of the blue. I seen the RNS this morning. Well, yeah. This one, you had two. The other one was Botswana. What's the thinking behind this, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, we do like to surprise people, and maybe this is another surprise, although one that perhaps wasn't entirely anticipated. This is basically the right thing to do. We're, as a business, we've grown dramatically over the last 2 years, and particularly over the last 7 or 8 months since earlier on this year. And that requires a huge amount of management and administration. And in my case, I'm not really a management administration type person. And the incoming CEO, Alex Borelli, certainly is. He knows how to run public companies very efficiently, very capable, diligent, focused, everything that you need alongside that experience, he is able to provide, which is very, very important as the company grows in size. Also, we've got a myriad of different opportunities that are available to us through the pipeline, through the existing interests and what we might do with them, and the trading potential of the resource markets at the moment being at the lows as they are. That is my area of interest and perhaps my area of skill. So I want to devote my time to that side of the business. And Alex is capable and wants to devote his time to the management and administration of the business. So it really just all stacks together. If we want to drive this company to much higher valuations, this is the way to do it.
I think a lot of people won't realise Alex Borelli's been in the background, or sorry, a part of the management team for quite a long time now.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's been actively involved in the business. In fairness, all the directors have been since we changed to Metal Tiger, but it's he's had a very, very close understanding of what goes on. He's directly involved in all of our payments, so he knows exactly what's going out the door financially. So therefore, he knows each area of the business operations very closely, and he's now able to smoothly transition across to the full role of CEO without too much disruption, and carry on the affairs of running the PLC, which people don't realise the extent of time, effort, and energy that goes on into running a PLC when you've actually got. In my case, it's not my best skill set, so perhaps I'm slightly inefficient and slower. But it requires a degree of focus and capability, and that's what Alex brings. Now, by taking that pressure off me, so I'm not having to worry myself on a day-to-day basis about all the which piece of paper needs to be filed where and so on, then I can start to focus more fully on our burgeoning pipeline, the attractiveness of our existing interests, creating value for shareholders through spin-outs, disposals, and all other different mechanisms. And that's where the uplift is going to come from, really, as a company, when we start to demonstrate the proper commercial value of what we have in the portfolio and in the pipeline.
I've got some questions from shareholders, but I'm watching you keep evolving as a company. Obviously, you had Jordan Luckett. He joined the board as well recently. That's one of your questions coming up.
Oh, right. Okay.
So is it okay if I ask you some of these questions from your shareholders today?
Yeah, fire away.
Here's the first one. If a dividend event were to occur due to concerns regarding foreign listings in SIP and ISAs, can you reassure that it will be London listed?
Right, okay. No, I wouldn't necessarily reassure us to any listing, because that would be a bit presumptuous. What I can say is that we are aware that a significant amount of shares are held in ISAs and held in SIPs. As a public company, you want that to be the case, because there is a greater longevity of holding with that type of account. And we are fully cognizant of the fact that we should not disadvantage shareholders in anything that we do. So we will make sure, to the best of our ability, that that everyone who is entitled to benefit from a part from any kind of distribution, should it occur in the future, is not disadvantaged. So don't worry about that side of things. To be honest, it's quite normal nowadays for people to have a split across, you know, certificates, nominees, SIPs, ISAs. We're not going to negatively impact a significant proportion of our shareholder base with something that they can't take advantage from. So please don't worry. We know that this is something that we need to deal with regard to any future distributions.
Here's the next one coming up. I know, but you don't have no idea what these questions are. Your second question, was it always part of the plan that at some time in the journey you would step aside and take up a consultancy role, if I can say it correctly?
No, it wasn't part of the plan, because you could not plan for the extent of positive growth that we've had within this business during a declining resource market. But we always did have a flexible approach to things, so that this is not a gravy train for people to earn money just to sit there on their fat arse, to use a technical phrase, and draw salary. That's not a personal desire of mine. It's not the way we run the business. It's about the best people in the right jobs at the right time, and when they have finished the end of their useful life in that role, as I have effectively as CEO, then we switch over. We've got a fabulous team. We've got Terry Grammer as the chairman, with his geological experience. We've got Jordan Luckett, who's got exceptional practical on the ground geological experience, understands about the mining industry and about what we're trying to do in Thailand and in Botswana. We've got Alex running the management and administration of the PLC. They're looking out for additional non-executive director or directors to add to the board. I'm now in a consultancy role to build the value on that side of the business, where I'm interested on the asset trading, and we've broken down what that will involve today in the RNS. So we've done it because it's the very best thing to do. It's a big indicator to the market and to investors that we're moving ahead and we're into the next growth phase. And this is what all public companies should be doing, switching their management teams around in line with changes and developments in the business. It's a great positive step for us.
What sort of qualities does Alex Borelli bring to the role of CEO?
Oh, honesty, integrity, decency, hardworking, focused, capable, efficient, flexible, committed, absolutely on the shareholder's side at all times. I've worked with him for 2 years. This chap he's been my conscience. Making sure that, you know, as a business, we're constantly thinking about shareholder interests. A lot of the stuff we put out with regard to protection of shareholders has had Alex's input. He is a real asset to the company and to shareholders, and he will do a fabulous job. I'm absolutely convinced. Otherwise, I wouldn't put such a large amount of my own family money into his hands through the shares and options I hold in the business.
Has Alex Borelli played a pivotal role in the journey so far, such that he will hit the ground running?
Yeah, he's going to hit the ground running, mainly because he's been running for 2 years. So it's absolutely right. He's been very, very closely involved. All the team have, really. But in terms of the management and administration of the business, he's been a fabulous help for me. And he's sat there in the background. He processes all of our payments. You know, he understands exactly what happens within the company on a day-to-day basis. So he will hit the ground running, yes.
This is another question. Is Jordan Luckett a director of Metal Tiger PLC?
Oh, yes. He's a full board director. He's an executive director.
Next question. Now that Metal Tiger have two, possibly three directors, will Metal Tiger introduce an additional director? Bear in mind Metal Tiger's internal practice to have four. Will you require a further NED?
We at the moment we have four directors. As of Monday next week, we will have three when I step down. We are looking and intend to appoint at least one additional non-exec director as soon as possible, which will take us back up to the four, and potentially could be up to five if we take on two non-exec directors going forward. So it's Yeah, we're onto that, and it will be the right board composition. And the board can run very well as it stands, with three directors on board. However, in order to follow best practice and to give investors even more confidence in what the company is doing, it will be good to appoint an additional non-exec.
Going forward, what will your role within Metal Tiger be?
I'm effectively a consultant to Metal Tiger with regard to asset trading, so assisting with the trading of shares, warrants, royalties, and other interests of the asset trading division. I'll also be helping with the spin-outs of existing interests, of pipeline interests, and also maturing the pipeline of new project opportunities generally over the coming weeks, months, and certainly for the next 12 months. In addition, I'm helping with investor relations and public relations to keep the message, as we've had a lot of interest in the company because of our PR/IR work. We're going to continue that work, and I'm going to help with that as well. So it's a pretty hefty role, but it means I'm spending all of my time on matters that interest me, engage me, and I can really generate value for shareholders through asset trading.
You've always put shareholders first with regard to no discount placings, regular communications, etc. Does Alex Borrelli hold similar principles in high regard?
Yeah, we've had many discussions on this over time. Metal Tiger has gone down this route of protecting shareholders' interests at all times, to the best of our abilities. There's no reason why that would change.
Okay, some good questions here actually. The next one up is, notwithstanding that you were always going to step back from the CEO's position at some point, the timing today was unexpected for most investors. Was the timing of today's announcement long planned, or have there been developments that have accelerated this? Good question, that one.
Yeah, I think basically the developments of the business with the major discovery in Botswana, with the signing of the commercial agreement in Thailand, with the general build-up of the momentum in the company and the positive developments that we've seen, it just it's been a natural point which to instigate the change, which is why we've done it.
And your final question, what is the takeaway message from Metal Tiger to shareholders following today's news, Paul, please?
Well, this is a major sign as to where the company is going now. We've got a great opportunity to continue to build significantly on our current market value, using our financial strength, using our market strength, using our connections, knowledge, capability. We've got the people in the right roles now to push this business forward. So this is the start of a major new phase for Metal Tiger.
What about yourself privately now? This is just a question from me. Does this let you, because you're involved in a few companies, does this let you look around a bit more?
Yeah, to a certain extent it does, but it frees up a bit of time to do that. A lot of the time that's freed up will be going into the Metal Tiger interests. There will be more time to do some other things as well. Yeah, but it's a balance. My priority is to make sure that Metal Tiger continues to grow through the work that I do. Other things will come along, I'm sure. But right now, it's just about moving asset trading forward as quickly and efficiently as we can.
No, that's excellent. And thanks very much for answering your shareholders' questions today. That's really
It's a
good to
pleasure, Alex. Thank you very much.
And no doubt the next time we have a beer or something, you'll just be a normal citizen.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Judging by the discussion sites, I seem to be a bit abnormal to some people.
All right, thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.